Well, who didn't learn with the three little pigs when you were growing up? We all did, right? You remember your mom or dad or maybe an older brother or sister telling the story, or maybe you read it in a book. All those houses and the big bad wolf and huffing and puffing and blowing your house down. What better way to introduce kids and frankly adults to the art of opera? And that's what you can do at Summerfest. Opera Theater of Pittsburgh is here, and I'm really thrilled to have them here. Dennis Robinson is the director of the show. We also have Karen Cheng Lin and Zachary Lucchetti, who will be performing in a moment. I'm going to start with Dennis. Why this production? Of all the productions in the world, you went to Kentucky and you got the true tale, the true story of the three little pigs.
Thanks for having us on. We actually, it's from Ohio.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. It's from Bowling Green, actually. We found it on actually the Opera America website, and it's a very charming piece with lots of different types of music, and it features jazz and gospel, and we thought it was a great way to introduce young people and adults, as you said, to opera. And so we chose to do it, and in February we did it for a few Pittsburgh public schools, and we decided to do it again in the summer for our audience.
Tell me a little bit more about you. How did you find yourself in the shoes of somebody directing opera, especially for a company that tries to embrace family audiences?
Well, I started out at Kappa High School, the performing arts high school here in Pittsburgh, as a singer. And I was actually in the chorus of Opera Theater of Pittsburgh when I was in high school. And after that, I ended up going to Carnegie Mellon for directing. And I was assistant directing for Jonathan Eaton, our artistic and general director. And I did that for about 5 years. And we traveled along the East Coast directing different productions. And I ended up directing. My first directing gig was with Opera Theater. And since then, I've been with Opera Theater for many years now, and directing the Children's Opera is a great part of my job, and I get to do it every year, and yeah.
That's great. Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Pittsburgh. I grew up on the South Side, and as I said, I went to Kappa High School.
Yeah.
Now it's not a high school anymore. It's 6 to 12.
Were you, I'm trying to guess, Phillips Elementary School boy? Or
Knoxville Elementary. It doesn't even, it existed only while I went there. It doesn't even exist anymore.
It was there just for you.
Yeah, and they closed it as soon as I left.
Well, that's Dennis Robinson, and let's meet our other two. And it's always good to get some background because there are people listening who are wondering, how do I get to do this, or what's the right pathway? I'm going to turn to you, Karen. It's Karen Cheng Lin.
Yes.
Tell me about yourself.
I moved to Pittsburgh almost 3 years ago, so I completely relocated for my husband's job. I have been everywhere. I moved from New York City, and I've just been playing piano as long as I can remember. My mother was a piano teacher, so and she also had a children's choir, which is why I started accompanying for her, which made me realize that I liked playing for other people. Years went on, got my degrees, learned how to collaborate well with singers, instrumentalists, and orchestras, and moved here to Pittsburgh, tried to feel out the city, see what was out there, and stumbled upon Opera Theater of Pittsburgh.
That's great. You know, I never thought... And it's, I think, because I trained and worked with about almost 50 teens in radio journalism this week, and we talked a lot about the power and pleasure of giving voice to others. And I never really thought about accompanying people. That's very much what you're doing, too. Mm-hmm. You're providing that framework and background to allow either the singer or the soloist who you might be providing a background to a chance to be their very best. And it's very similar, and it's got... It seems like it really makes you feel good when you're able to do that.
It does. You're there to support them. You're there to help them create the scene. And you're maybe, if not even more involved than everyone, because you're there to set the scene. And then also, as a coach, I was helping the singers learn this music. So we had lots of music rehearsals before the staging went on with Dennis.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but how's Pittsburgh been so far?
It's been great. Wonderful. Good. Many opportunities.
It's great. It can be tough when you're relatively new to, you know, learn your way around
and
follow the well-marked roads that are part of the city. But I'm glad it's going well
Thank
so
you.
Far. What surprised you most about the city? Or are there a few things that maybe surprised you?
Well, moving from New York City, I was actually really surprised how accessible the city was, how there was so much going on, and everything's so close together.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, we're starting to realize that more. I think a lot of natives, including me, have always lamented that it's, you know, you stay in your quadrant, you know, the south, northeast, or west. But in reality, you know, you're within a half an hour from just about anything, from deep forest to, you know, a heavy urban area to nature to a chance to kayak. It's pretty amazing, because in other cities it might take a long, long time to get there. Also here, and you'll hear him use his voice in another way in a moment, is Zachary Lucchetti. Good morning.
Hi there.
Is it Lucchetti?
Lucchetti, you're
Lucchetti.
Close.
Well, which is it?
Lucchetti.
Lucchetti, I did get it correct. And he's who you'll hear singing today. And tell me a little bit about yourself, and you can start. Take us from birth to about now. Actually, you don't have to go back that far.
Oh, I was going to say, it was a very hot day in 1987. But I'm actually sort of a local boy. I grew up an hour north in Grove City. And went to school east of the city at St. Vincent College, went to Duquesne for my master's, and I live on Mount Washington now. I've been there for a while, so I'm pretty rooted in the area.
Very much so. Well, WSAJ Grove City is one of our affiliates, so you're there in Mercer County right now being heard. Where did you go to school before Duquesne?
I went to St. Vincent College.
Forgive me, I missed that. What was your major?
I actually studied arts administration.
Interesting. And then at Duquesne?
Mm-hmm. I went to Duquesne for voice.
For voice. That's a great background
to have.
And your role with Summerfest and Opera Theater of Pittsburgh is primarily acting? Or are you doing any managing? Or singing, I should say. But are you getting involved in administration activities too?
Not at this time. I'm primarily singing.
Yeah, because that's lots of nonprofits could use that support. That's a good background to have. Was operatic singing a specialty at Duquesne? You've trained specifically in that.
Yes, it was my focus. I actually loved opera way before that. Even I think I was as young as 13 when I started to listen to it. And I was walking downtown, I saw a sign for Tosca. The opera was doing it, and something clicked inside me and said, "Hey, Zach, you should figure out what that is." So it was back when Amazon was like a new website. So I went on and I found a recording and I listened to it and I studied it. And I was a pianist at the time, so I'd play the score, and just love for opera really grew out of that.
That's really kind of neat to think about. And I was curious about all of you. You know, for whatever reason, opera doesn't seem to get discovered by kids. And I think a lot of people, I mentioned to Dennis, I didn't see my first opera until I was about 30. And the notion of going to an opera, I guess I felt neutral about it, not very excited. And I will admit, I was kind of playfully dragged to the what I saw at 30, and I loved it. It was The Marriage of Figaro, okay. And it was absolutely it was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. Why do you think opera can seem to people to be inaccessible sometimes? Any thoughts about that?
Well, opera, it's many people look at it as a museum art form. They look at it as an art form that was created hundreds of years ago, and the pieces that we perform were created hundreds of years ago. And so it's difficult for them to relate to. But that's one of the great things about opera theater is we do all of our works in English. This year we're performing 6 productions, all in English. We perform new works. This year we're performing a world premiere based on Rachel Carson. And so I understand why people wouldn't sometimes because of the stigma that comes along with it. But when you really look at it, there are many operas that people can relate to. And if they just were a little bit more educated about the operas that there are out there, then I think more people would come and it wouldn't be such a aged art form.
Any thoughts about that from your perspective at all, Karen?
Well, the bottom line is that an opera is just a story with words that are sung, and sometimes it's not in English. And I think people forget that, and they think it's some hoity-toity art form. So I really like that we're doing this to expose the children and their parents, maybe, that you don't have to do extravagant costuming, or you can have 3 little pigs on a stage with a wolf and sing about it, and that is an opera still.
I wonder if high schools could do operas in addition to musicals, or at least could try to, you know, when you think about how popular high school musicals are, and I guess it might require a little training for the singers, and the available repertoire might be difficult, but wouldn't that be a nice thing if you could do something
like
that?
It is. I know Lincoln Park in Midland, and which is a performing arts school in Kappa, they both do operas each year, I believe at least one other school, I can't remember, but many high schools do Gilbert and Sullivan, which is operetta, and yeah, and things like that, and so it's great. Karen mentioned that opera is just a story where the words are sung, and we do opera for preschoolers every year, and we have a song that we teach them.
Oh, that's right.
And it's opera is a story where all of the words are sung, and by the end, all of them know the song and the hand motions, and they sing it, and they love it. They love opera afterwards, and it's really exciting.
Fred Rogers has his opera,
yeah,
too,
he does.
And does a great job. We're going to let Karen and Dennis get ready to perform, or Dennis is going to sing, and Karen's going to back
Zach
him up. Or
sing.
Zach, I'm sorry.
Oh, Dennis, if you want to, you can feel free.
See, you just did that, so I'm thinking we're going to let the...
I don't know if that was as beautiful as Zach was.
You guys look so much alike. I'm just having trouble here. But we're going to let Zach is going to get up and get ready. But I want to talk to Dennis while he's doing that. That's why you were on my mind for a reason. In addition to the true story of the 3 little pigs, what are the other 5 English pieces, works that you have planned for the season ahead?
Well actually, as you stated, The Marriage of Figaro is one of them.
Oh, good.
Your first opera.
In English.
In English.
Nice.
We are also doing a modern version of Marriage of Figaro that we perform at the 20th Century Club in Oakland, and we will perform a modern version of Figaro called Figaro Redux, which will travel through the building, a different room for each act. And will be shortened about 2 hours, and the audience will be able to travel through the building. We're also performing Strauss's Capriccio, the musical, the 50s musical Damn Yankees, and as well as cabaret and recitals, and as I was talking about earlier, world premiere, A New Kind of Fallout, which is written by Joda Lyons, and the local playwright Tammy Ryan wrote the libretto.
Fantastic. What a great season. And we'll mention the website. Well, let's mention it now, Opera Theater's website.
Our website is otsummerfest.org.
otsummerfest.org, and you can find all of the information that you need to know. Now, do we need to set up the scene that we're about to hear?
Sure. The wolf in the true story of the three little pigs, he has now gotten chased away by all three pigs. They ran away. He hasn't caught one. And this is him lamenting that he has no friends.
So here, you're now going to get a chance to hear the voice of Zach Lachetti, accompanied by Karen Jenglin from Opera Theater of Pittsburgh.
What's the use of being big and bad when all you are is really lonesome? Nobody ever sings my song. Nobody ever has the time. Maybe my lyrics are too sweet or indiscreet or just don't rhyme. Maybe my tempo is too slow. Maybe my melody is wrong. Maybe true harmony, like love, was never meant for me. 'Cause nobody sings my song. Nobody ever sings my song. It's lots of fun to just pretend I'll be discovered by surprise. Maybe someone will come my way and say good day and sympathize. Maybe she'll listen to my song. Tune by heart. Maybe my melody will make her feel a rhapsody. And maybe she'll sing. Yes, maybe she'll sing. Maybe she'll sing my song. Wow,
that was amazing. And that was a great job. The big voice of Zachary Lachetti. I'm always amazed at what comes out of an opera singer. And there is this false notion that opera singers are always these big, big, big people.
Wearing horns as well.
Yes. And it's incredible what happens, feeling the vibrations of your voice and also of Karen's playing. Was terrific. So again, let's talk about the true story of the three little pigs. It's every Saturday at in Oakland.
It is at the 20th Century Club every Saturday at 11 a.m. And tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for children. And there'll be treats, I believe popcorn and lemonade and activities afterward.
And the set and costumes are terrific, too. I know I saw a pared down version of them at the summer reading extravaganza a couple weeks ago. I don't even want to spoil anybody's surprise, but they're just great costumes. Kids will enjoy it very much visually as well as the wonderful music. So please consider going to the website for additional information. It's simply otsummerfest.org. Anything else either of you or any of you wanted to add?
I just want to thank you because I think that you just implied that I was looking rather fit.
Oh, yes.
And I will always take that compliment.
That's a compliment. Well, I didn't want people to think you were sort of like in this Placido Domingo, you know, or Orson Welles type persona. Everybody has this assumption, right?
Right.
I think that
it's
opera
true.
Singers are usually these big, right. sturdy figures. And I've been amazed at how much sound can come out of some pretty petite people when
true.
It comes to it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you. I hope best wishes for a great continued run. And thank you for being here on such a rainy day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
You're very welcome.